This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. Mixed up a Siciliana, all you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a hey mambo.
All right, let's go to Italy. You know, we were talking about places to go in the summer for those who are on summer break soon. Why not Italy? Well, maybe you ought to rethink it, even though the pasta is good. If you're a kid in Italy, they're hammering you. They're trying to pretend they're like they got the CDC on their side. And the story is big as Italy makes 12 vaccines mandatory for school children. And guess why they're doing this? Guess why they're doing this, Super Don? They're attempting, and I quote, to combat anti-scientific theories. Wait, what? Wait, I thought theorizing is a scientific endeavor. How can you say the theories are anti-scientific? What is the theory?
That's like saying an anti-scientific hypothesis.
Right. What do they mean by that?
What?
Call me up, you scientific eggheads. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, if you want to say, what's an anti-scientific theory? They say the theory that vaccines don't work is advertised. Oh, that's anti-scientific. No, it's a theory that they might not work the way you think they do. That's not anti-science. That's how you do science. You theorize, and then you test the hypothesis. You prove it right. You prove it wrong. You learn something new. You go back to the drawing board, or you duplicate it. Dunderheads. Now in Italy, come on. New measures following intense public debate sparked by a measles outbreak. Oh, yeah, the Brady Bunch spreading their measles propaganda all over the place from the 1970s when it was a big joke. Oh, the family got measles. Laugh. Hey, we get to stay home a little bit. But now it's the end of the world. The world is nigh. 12 monkeys, right? Levels of scaredness. 12 vaccines mandatory for school ages up to 16. And, of course, they don't realize that the theories surrounding vaccination, its promotion, might be more closely allied with the concept of anti-science than any theories proposing to look at the immune system and how it works and recognize that an immune system that develops an antibody, even naturally, does not guarantee or confer automatic lifelong immunity if the immune system is destroyed via vaccination. Or via antibiotics, or via chlorine and fluoride and pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and GMOs. There's no discussion of that. It's only about the development, this holy grail concept of the antibody. If we could just create, we could do something for your immune, and your immune system creates this antibody. And you're like, yay, it's all over, we win. There's no disease ever again because your antibodies are there and we did it by injection. Of course, it belies the fact that even chickenpox, which we were once told when you had it, You had a naturally conferred lifelong immunity to chickenpox. Of course, what you later found out is if you're deficient and stressed and toxic, that the chickenpox, not even the vaccine, now we're talking about even naturally conferred, the chickenpox virus never really went away. That it may have been sitting in the nerve root ganglion, just hanging out, waiting one day, not to annoy you, just because it's a normal part of, apparently, the human genome. These viruses have been around forever, right? And it just comes out to play, to create a scenario in adulthood, had you had the chickenpox, that they call now shingles. But you have the antibodies for the same virus, because it's the same virus that causes both. So how, indeed, is the antibody, by God, the way to prevent future infection or even primary infection? Is it even a good idea? Who's asking the question? I do. We do. Many of you out there do. Could it be that these childhood infections that Italy now wants to say, we must stop them from happening. We're going to mandate 12 different vaccines because, my gosh, we can't have measles. And those who have argued that the infections themselves in childhood, in a otherwise healthy child that has access to adequate nutrition, that lives in an area with adequate sanitation and hygiene practices, they don't die from measles. They plain don't die from measles. We've talked about vitamin A, abject vitamin A deficiencies in third world countries around the world where they don't have access to these basic levels of nutrition. They don't have good hygiene practices or sanitation is not adequate. They're dying of anything and everything, even benign childhood eruptions or infections. But that can't be considered because the bureaucrats, the elected and unelected officials of any government around the planet, including in Italy, have been bought a false bill of goods. They've been sold a false bill of goods. Now, earlier today, I saw something passing around. I think I shared it on Facebook. I don't know, Super Don, if you saw this. I think I might have sent the link. But it was fascinating because there was a book out in 1889. People say there's no proof that that vaccines cause any problems. It's all good. It's all great. Don't even look any further. And it, apparently, this was originally a Robin Goffey post. I don't know his last name, how to pronounce it. I apologize. But it was on Facebook. It says, vaccination proved useless and dangerous from 45 years of registration statistics by a guy named Alfred R. Wallace. And apparently it's come as far back as 1889, this book. So they knew even back then. Comparative mortality of the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. They knew that the unvaccinated were healthier, as we found recently, again, validated in a peer-reviewed journal that was not retracted. Snopes lied to you. Retraction Watch lied to you. That there's a great deal of controversy, and the science is not settled. It never will be settled until they acknowledge that injecting toxic poisons via syringe into the blood, the lymphatic tissue, the interstate, anywhere you're going, sub-Q, it doesn't matter. It's going in, and it's creating a disastrous scenario of perhaps hyperimmune responses, which is what they're trying to stimulate via adding adjuvants and aggravators to the immune system, like aluminum, for instance, or squalene, MF59. And indeed, the destruction of immunity by the overuse and abuse of antibiotics, also creating a scenario whereby even if you have the antibody, you can identify the so-called offending agent virus, you can't respond. It's like being tied down to the railroad tracks, but you're given binoculars so you can see the train coming from an extra mile away. But you're tied down on the tracks, so what's the point? You can't get up out of the way anyway. You can't have an effective immune response because the vaccines have short-circuited it. They didn't enhance it simply by giving you an antibody or stimulating one into existence, even if it's the right one for the disease they say it is, because it's not the same virus. The MMR, the measles virus, they talk about shedding that virus after the shot, and you can identify that a lot of measles is spread by those who are vaccinated to those who are still vulnerable because they're immunocompromised, even if or especially if they've been vaccinated. Now, I feel like I'm probably, I don't know if I'm preaching to the choir here, Super Don, but these things, these pro-vaccine, I don't want to use the word Nazi because people shut down to that, but fascists really annoy me. And I don't get annoyed by a lot, but I get annoyed by that. I mean, I'm thinking, Are we over this yet? No. Italy's now going, hey, we got to add 12 into the mix. Don't let them out. Don't let them escape.
Yeah. Well, in Italy apparently they've gone the same direction like Australia did, where, you know, they're mandating it. And if the parents don't comply, then they have to pay fines and penalties.
Yeah. This is my evidence I submit to you that government is a dangerous, dangerous evil. And some will say it's a necessary evil, but our founding fathers understood in America that you had to limit it. You had to put it in a constitutional cage, but even that wouldn't be enough because the written word wouldn't work unless the people knew what the words meant and they enforced it. They backed it up. Just like, you know, we were at the March Against Monsanto yesterday and there were events all over the world happening. It's not enough to know that this stuff is bad. You've got to limit its ability to do destruction upon you. How do you do that? Now, in the case of GMOs, I argue stop buying them for one, but start putting local ordinances in place because that's really the only place you have any modicum of genuine control that stop the spraying, the utilization of these things like glyphosate, like Roundup. And how do we do that ultimately with vaccines? Ultimately, you have to, as a family, and perhaps a group or series of families, maybe even, my gosh, the religious organizations, once they get with the program again and recognize the violation of the sacred temple that is your body, your earth suit, and these innocent babies, much less the injection of aborted fetal tissue, that's bad enough, or it could be worse than anything you can imagine, and a lot of other things in them, would violate the sanctity and the purity of the gift of life itself. And that if you still insist on needing to somehow stimulate an antibody, or even energetically, that there is a safe, natural way to do it without harming, without killing, without devastating. And that is the use of homeopathic medicine. Nozodes. Homeoprophylaxis. We've talked about it on the air here. It was featured in The Truth About Vaccines by Ty Bollinger and others. And we'll continue to talk about it. But folks, ultimately you have to be willing to protect your own children if your government is unwilling to do so, if your doctor is unwilling to do so. And if they don't even have a religious exemption available to you in Italy, what does that say about the state religion in Italy, Catholicism? I'm just asking. I don't have an answer. But we got to ask these tough questions. And you, in any given religion, have got to ask those tough questions of your religious institutions and orders and push back on them. Because they've been lied to as well, as they have been about cannabis, too. We got a cannabis update a little later in the program today, as well as a Major League Moment of Dough. We haven't had one of those in a while. It's beer drinking time, but maybe not. Moment of Dough next, and then Flying Goats in Yoga Pants. I'm kidding you not. Super Don has put together a great, great show. I'm just here to let you know about it.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do we ever cover stories about obesity, Super Don? We don't ever do that, like weight loss stuff.
You say that, and who do you think of?
I think of Jerry Doyle.
Of course.
He would have me on a lot of times talking about, oh my gosh, they say this. What do you think, Robert? And of course we go, eat more fat and you'll lose weight. Well, I that seems self-evident to me, but it was a shock the first time we did that on the Jerry Doyle show, and others have learned since then. In fact, a lot of what you think is scientific and validated in the peer-reviewed literature is just plain wrong. But then there's science that takes it to a whole other level. And occasionally we get to wax eloquently about it here. And sometimes it's so obvious. You just scratch your head and you say, I'm not sure. Could it be today's
moment of duh?
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by, I don't know, weight loss through less beer or fewer beers. Not sure exactly what, but a study found that over 15,000 adults that were tested for several years, after asking them about their daily food and drink intake, they calculated if they substituted a beer or sugar-sweetened soda with a glass of water, it would result in a lower incidence of obesity. You heard that right. Can you imagine that? We just weren't sure about that.
Beer?
We needed it.
Water instead of beer.
Yeah, or a soda.
I don't think Homer will not approve of that. But
yeah.
Yeah, so really, honestly, they you're right, 15,000 adults over a four-year period, they needed to study this to find out that if you substituted water for beer or soda, the people actually lost weight.
Can you imagine?
That's amazing.
Thank goodness we've cleared that one up. And this is out of the University of Pamplona, or University of Navarra in Pamplona, I think in Spain, they did this. I just hope they don't start mandating vaccines the same way Italy's doing it. But Spain is a country I have not visited yet. I've been to Italy. I haven't been to Spain. That'd be a nice place to go. But now we'll know, though, when we're there, we should drink more water and less beer or less soda. Now, I, of course, remember, this is just kind of going down memory lane because the story just kind of reminds me of that. When I was in Europe, there was a point in time where I was starting to transition off of my addiction to soda, right? We grew up in the South. Coca-Cola was the soda of choice. In the Midwest, in America, they call it soda pop, right? In the South, I don't know if it's still the same, but everything was a Coke. Didn't matter if it wasn't. It was just called that in the South. But the idea, of course, that they could be addicting, much less inducing glycemic events, diabetes perhaps, much less obesity, they didn't have so much of that. Of course, when they switched over to corn syrup, made it a whole lot worse. But I do remember, because I grew up on those sodas, that when I came off of them, there was a craving that I had. I remember being in Europe one year as a young man, traveling over there and going, gee, I could really use one of those sodas now, and I could smell it. I could almost taste it when somebody opened one. And I'm like, wow, I just need a hit. I just need a hit. And like, I'm not an addicting kind of guy. I've never been drawn to being trapped in those things, but I felt a physical addiction or craving to soda when I came off of it. I don't know if you've ever had that happen to you, Super Don.
Yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, it does. You know, your body gets used to it and gets dependent on it and adapts to it. So, you know, when suddenly that's missing, it has to acclimate itself to, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. But, and soda was just one of the things they did on here. I'm looking at the list of all the different, they had 17 different beverages they compared to water to see whether water would help you lose weight more than one of the things on the list here, milkshakes.
We certainly weren't sure about that.
Right. I just don't know. But
we got to use a mathematical.
Whatever.
Model,
I guess science has finally proven to us that water will make you healthier, mm-hmm. and you will lose weight versus Coke, milkshakes, and beer.
Yeah. Yes. Well, everybody, folks, go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook by my buddy Paul Bertero. We included some of that information in Unlock the Power to Heal. But if you go to robertswater.com, you learn about molecular hydrogen in water. You can take it right from your tap. You can purify it and unleash the power of hydrogen as well to also accelerate healing in the gut. And, in fact, reduce issues like asthma. That's right. I've covered it before. We may have to do that again sometime. All right. We've got cannabis updates coming up after the break. There's some interesting news out of Washington State. If you want your cannabis to be certified organic.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Bertero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Show notes are up, robertscottbell.com. We have an Increase Your Energy Summit I'm participating in, and you could sign up by going to tinyurl.com/RSB Energy Summit, or you can go to robertscottbell.com, and you can click on the link there. There's a banner, and you'll go there. And you've got 72 hours after it airs to listen to it, so mine has not been released yet, so you still have time. Get in there, watch it, and you'll learn some stuff I didn't even know I was going to reveal. That's just what happens when people ask me questions, and I'm not the guy hosting the show. So look out. That could be fun. And Super Don's making sure y'all sign up for email alerts as well. Captain Morgan occasionally sends those things out. Not too often, though. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. If you miss the show, GCN, our syndicator, has it up pretty quickly. We've got other options. Everybody does. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, our friends across the pond in the United Kingdom, UKHealthRadio.com, as well as our SoundCloud account. And you can go to robertscottbell.com, and you'll see it there thousands and thousands of hours absolutely free available to you. Say thanks to those who make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible, well, as often as you can. So, Super D, what do we got coming up?
Mm. Well, it's a topic we like to talk about quite often. I think it's time for a cannabis update.
Okay, then.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
The more we learn about the cannabis plant, the more sure we are the crime is not in utilizing it. The crime is preventing anyone else from utilizing it for all the wonderful things that it can do. We included information on that in Unlock the Power to Heal as well. And there are folks that are regretting their perspective. Hopefully they don't perish before they realize that this plant is an incredible plant that does a lot of good and very little to no harm, in fact, in many cases. And here's our first story in the cannabis update about a former judge who used to convict people who used, as they call it, marijuana, is now an advocate after reversing his own illness with cannabis. This guy, retired Florida judge Doug Bench. And I'd like to get him on the show, Super Don, one day, because this guy is willing to speak out about it. He suffered with severe COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And one of the things, of course, is I've been really, I would say, reluctant to believe, or almost it's too good to be true to believe, was the fact that people who smoke cannabis have apparently not only no lung damage, but those who had lung damage no longer have lung damage because they're specifically breathing it in and delivering it to their lungs. I mean, that was almost too much for me to consider, Super D, because, well, look at what the damage that smoke and tobacco does.
Yeah, although, that's a tough one. That's a tough one to wrap your head around at first.
Yeah, although smoke and tobacco, of course, we've talked about this. One of the fewest of the ingredients in there is tobacco. You know, thousands of other, hundreds of thousands of other compounds, chemical compounds that are very toxic. And, of course, we'll get into the fact that those that are smoking cannabis are concerned about, hey, how is it grown? We'll get that in a moment. But, you know, more and more on this story, I mean, he put, I don't know, 300 people in prison, this judge. 311 marijuana cannabis users in jail during his time as a Florida judge. And then he was diagnosed with late-stage COPD and told by a pulmonologist, a lung doctor, that no matter what he did, even with treatments, allopathic medical treatments, his life expectancy would be maybe 20 to 30 months. So his wife, thank God for his wife, went online, began researching, while Doug could hardly tolerate the drugs that he was being given. This is the common story. Whether you're dealing with seizure disorders in children, epilepsy and such, there's so many things like this. So she started looking into essential oils, had a little bit of positive effect, but it wasn't enough. And she unearthed another essential oil. Didn't tell Doug what it was. But Judge Doug said, honey, you better tell me what it is. You better tell me. And she did. She said she went to Colorado, where they own a ranch, and she purchased some cannabis oil. And guess what? Doug, the judge, said, no way. I'm not using it. I put people in jail for that. But this is the power of a wife. She threatened to leave him. Honey, if you don't do this, I'm leaving.
Taking on the judge.
See, this is the power that women have, and they don't realize it. You want to end war? Just say, honey, not only am I leaving, we're going to get all other women to stay away from you if you continue this nonsense behavior. Whatever it is, women, you have a lot of power. Doug vehemently refused at first, but then he gave in. He said, okay. And what he was surprised, amazed, because his lungs started improving, not even by smoking it, but by taking a drop under the tongue nightly. And now he's still alive and well, and his COPD is in remission. And he's a big advocate for, you know, medical cannabis, and he's willing to speak out about it. And there's a link in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You can hear his story. It's still available. Yet most of even the medical marijuana states that they're called don't allow it for, as one of their allowed ailments or diseases, COPD, not in the list. And it's apparently a very, very good bronchodilator, better than certainly all of those drugs that they give. Now, we utilize the silver hydrosol in a nebulizer. That's helpful, but I don't say it's the only thing that I use. In fact, on page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal, I go into a lot of detail on other botanical substances that can help heal the lungs and COPD. We're going to have to add cannabis to the list after that, Super D. This is big time.
It is. And, you know, I just you know, when I see stories like this where it talks about, you know, smoking and how it doesn't damage the lungs, it's still, even to this day, I still have a little bit of trouble going, all right, so if I've got the ability to smoke it, and you've got the particulate matter going on, and it's causing you to cough, right? You know, which is just a normal reaction, you know? And when you cough, it's you know, that's your body telling you, hey, something's irritating me. Something's causing me some distress or some inflammation here, and I'm not liking it. So it's just a normal physical reaction to cough. To me, it's like, why do that when you have the ability to vape?
Sure. No,
I agree. You know, I mean, that just makes sense. So my recommendation would be, you know what, if you're going to do it in that fashion, if you're going to inhale it, go with the vaping. You know, yeah. I mean, why, you know, because it can still cause throat irritation and stuff, not to mention the fact that it stinks up your house, you know?
True. No, no, the vaping is amazing. And, of course, they have, you got to look into this because some of the vape liquids have additives and things that you don't want. So there's enough access out there to cleaner versions that haven't added any garbage into it. So it can be the pure oil that you can vape it. It heats it, but it's not superheated. It's a cool vapor. And you're right. It doesn't stink up the house, and you may be able to breathe again based on what we're learning about the cannabis plant. Now, you can check it out. Is it THC? Is it CBD? Is it a combination? I'm not here to definitively say one way or the other. We'll learn more about it and report on it for you. But the bottom line, this judge, who was vehemently against cannabis in any form, is now an advocate for it. Don't be a dunderheaded judge and battle or a cop or whatever that's fighting against this or a pharma slut fighting against it because it's going to threaten your bottom line. It is time to embrace this plant that God created as the medicine that it is for those who need it and back off on the prohibition concepts. This is, again, government, the most dangerous thing that has ever been invented in the history of mankind. Government, right? When they protect your rights, it's one thing, but very few actually do that consistently because they end up protecting the economic interests of a group that have lobbied themselves into special status or monopoly status. And that shouldn't be the case. Now, second cannabis update here comes out of Washington State. It was only a matter of time that those that are utilizing and indulging in this plant would say, hey, you know, how can I be sure there are no pesticides and nasty stuff on this? Because hasn't there been some evidence, like in Colorado, that some of the cannabis has been contaminated with nasty stuff?
It has, and recalled, and the dispensaries have gotten nailed for it because when they went and tested it, they found out that it was contaminated with pesticides, and in some cases, pesticides that are a no-no anywhere, banned pesticides. So, listen, it's a problem. It's like anything else. It's like if you're going to eat food, you want to know what you're putting in your body, right? So
right.
If you're going to smoke cannabis or consume cannabis, you should be just as concerned about what was used, how it was grown. And, you know, Robert, we talked about this, and they're moving in the direction of the GMO cannabis, too, which
of course,
is just going to add another layer of, of frustration into it for people. But,
you know,
like
Monsanto,
anything else, you want to know where it came from.
That's right. Now, I take issue with the way they headline this. They say hipster demand for organic.
Hipsters.
I would want to know if it's organic. Does that make me a hipster? I'm totally
hipster.
Uncool. I am not a hip. I'm not anywhere near hipster status, whatever that might be. I know I'm not that. So they're you know, in Washington, they're going, dude, let's figure this thing out. So Jay Inslee, the Democratic governor of Washington, signed a bill that will allow cannabis growers to get their products certified by the state as organic. It's voluntary, which is cool. I appreciate that. Not mandatory, but voluntary. And so you can say, you know what? I'll let the market say that that's more valuable or not. So you know if it's, and again, on a state or local level, it's much better than when you got these international standards or lack thereof coming into America and you find out, like with the milk and the corn and the soy, we covered it last hour, how sold through mass merchandisers, Costco's and Walmart's and things, you just don't know what you're getting. The more you get it local, and in fact, I would argue that every state that finally gets its head out of the pharmaceutical pill bottle and says, you know what, this is a plant, everybody should be able to grow it too. And then you have that ultimate control over the quality via growing it at home. You know what you're adding or not adding to it. So this is a good sign. This is a good movement. and not the least of which, maybe they'll be able to reduce other taxes because of the revenue that they're pulling in off of cannabis sales in those states that have legalized it. It's big money. I think
which
they said,
is huge already.
Yeah, $768 million in revenue from legal weed since 2016 in Washington state alone. Almost $1 billion. It's heading that way. That's tax revenue. Good Lord, they only can eliminate a lot of taxes by just saying, hey, the people want to use weed, we'll tax it. Now, I still say that if you're going to fully legalize it, you have to allow the people to grow it. Because what about the poor people that need it and can't afford it? How about if they grow it? Absolutely. Bringing it back home. That's what we should be doing. By the way, folks, if you want to get CBD in all 50 states, you can still order it directly. You go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. Our friends at CV Sciences made it available at a discount for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. You go online there. When you order it, you enter the code RSB15. RSB15, you will get 15% off any or all of the things that they have available to you. And if they're at your local mom-and-pop health food store, they might discount it for you as well because you mentioned the Robert Scott Bell Show. If they're cool and awesome, like I think they are, if they listen and know about us. If not, hey, who knows? All bets are off. All right, finally, we're going to Antigua and Barbuda. I think I said that right. For a little vacation with flying goats in yoga pants. No, this is not a story we've covered before. It's new. Super Don found it. We're going there next. Stand by. Put your yoga pants on.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I feel a little bit like we're doing like a summer travelogue series today, Super D. We've gone to places all over. We said we've gone to Italy. We've gone to San Francisco, the Dungeon, the Rat, you know, Luncheon or something.
Right.
And I figure we might as well keep this kind of travelogue theme going today as we wrap up today's show. By the way, tomorrow, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar. You don't want to miss that. And, of course, if you'd ever like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL. Whether we're on the air or off, you can leave a message or go to robertscottbell.com, and you can put in a question or comment there as well as social media, at RS Bell Media on Twitter. And, of course, if I do a I did a Periscope, you know, Facebook Live and Periscope. I did a Periscope interview with Justin Harvey yesterday at the March Against Monsanto After event. So that's another thing we might be able to convert into a video as well. So, folks, you want to follow all these things in because, you know, the new media is where it's at, where you can get information that will actually empower you and help you. And we're glad that you're here. I'm certainly glad that you're here. Now let's go to the Caribbean islands, the Caribbean, right? Not the pirates version, but the real version. And we got to save an island. Apparently there's an island in need off the coast of Antigua. And the headline reads something really stunning. So stunning, in fact, Super Don said, you know what, if we're going to do a show today, I'm not going to show up unless we cover this story, too. So I said, of course. Just like the judge said to his wife, of course, whatever you want, Super Don. Here's the headline. Why flying goats in yoga pants could save a Caribbean island. Flying goats in, as I'm telling you, there's a new story. We have not covered this story. Why flying goats in yoga pants could save a Caribbean island. Apparently, there's a small island called Redonda off the coast of Antigua, and it is, it's been taken over by longhorn goats. They were brought there 300 years ago. They've eaten almost everything on it. And now there's hardly anything left to feed them. A lot of them have been starving to death, and they call this the Rock. The Rock. Maybe we can send...
And it literally looks like a rock. In fact, This island looks like it's like the stereotypical island you would see like in a movie when people get stranded on an uncharted island in the middle of the ocean. That's the thing this thing looks like.
Right. Now, in order to save these goats, it requires this.
Yoga pants.
So stretchy and thin.
Yoga pants.
Feels like my own skin.
Yoga pants. all my life. I've never done yoga, but these make me want to try.
All right, yoga pants theme update as well for these goats. Apparently, no. they're arguing they need to take these goats off the island to save them and save the island.
Yeah, yeah. So. And I just got to say from the beginning here that the headline is a bit of it's not really accurate.
No, it would never be inaccurate. What,
when you read the headlines, it says flying goats in yoga pants. So when I first saw this, I was like, I got to see the pictures of this.
Yeah, right.
You know. And it literally, I mean, they're not wearing yoga pants, okay?
Yes, they are. Yeah, well, yoga pants material.
They're not in the way that you would think they are.
No, 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 you're right. Because in order to fly them off the island safely, they're very nervous, these goats. And I would be, too. I'm a goat, and I'm not used to flying in a helicopter, for instance.
Right.
So they're making, like, special Rastafarian protection caps out of yoga pants material, because it's very soft and loving.
Rastafarian?
Okay. Well, yeah, so it's like a yoga cap. But
it's like a shower cap.
Shower cap for the goats, yeah. To keep them calm. Because what they found also is that these goats, when you tried to fly them over without the yoga pants on their head, they had a problem. It'd be like if you flew on an airplane, you know, with a lot of kids going to Disney, you know what I'm talking about. It sounds like this. No, that was not Homer Simpson. That was actually the sound of a screaming, crying goat. There are goats that sound like that. There are goats that sound like that.
And then there are the goats that faint. Have you seen those before?
Yeah, well, the fainting goats. And, of course, they probably. If I was a goat put on a helicopter without my yoga pants worn on my head, I would probably scream and faint.
Well, you know, Robert, this is an interesting idea here because, you know, sometimes airplanes can get turbulence and they can be kind of crazy. I think the next time you take a flight,
yes,
to go somewhere, you ought to try this. Try wearing some yoga pants on your head, you know, and see if it improves the flight for you.
No, I was just saying, only if I was a goat, I would be nervous. I'm not nervous otherwise. So I don't need to do that. But just like they say, they're very comfortable, the yoga pants. Haven't tried them, but a lot of people like them. All right, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing to do, but we're out of time for today. I appreciate y'all being here. Tell your friends this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Keep coming back. Go to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. Join me on the Energy Summit. Sign up there as well. And in the meantime, till tomorrow, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to say big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.